Now another impact of the New England drought drying us out. Driving around, you may have noticed some of the leaves on trees turning brown already and drying out prematurely as the fall season just gets underway. To learn more, we met with Greg Mossman, arborist for the City of Boston, at a well-treed place, the Franklin Park Golf Course, and asked what kind of tree damage he's seen.
The evidence I'm seeing now is more in our newly planted trees, and we're running about the mortality rate's about 10% more than it normally is. So on any given year, we run about 10%, and now it's about 20. The final numbers aren't back yet from our inspections, but I expect it to be about 20%.
So 20% of the newly planted trees, meaning in the last year, are dying?
This past spring,
yeah. Okay. And how is the drought causing that?
It's a lack of water. Newly planted trees need a lot of water to get established. And it just, with how dry it's been, certain species didn't get enough water in certain areas, which caused them to not take hold, really.
Is there a way to put an approximate number on that? How many newly planted trees this year might be killed because of this?
1,200 in the spring, so 20% of that.
So several hundred trees.
Yep.
Okay. And it's because even though you plant a tree, the city can't water it every day. You're looking at Mother Nature to help you out.
Right. So there's a certain amount of watering that goes on with our contractor that plants the trees, but of course, we didn't anticipate for a drought, so we kind of looked to the community to help us with that. And in some places, it really worked.
People are out there helping by watering the new trees in their neighborhood.
Of course, yeah.
But that is not working everywhere.
Right, right.
What about established trees?
So we won't start seeing the evidence of this drought in established trees for years. And we might not see it. If we get a good, you know, snowy winter and a good rainy spring, these trees will bounce right back.
Why is that?
So, you know, an impact on a tree today, whether it be an insect infestation or a disease or a drought, you don't see that evidence unless that condition persists over years. So trees have evolved to survive. They can't run away like you and I can run away. So they have these systems where, you know, they'll shut down. A lot of these trees are already starting to lose their leaves a little earlier in the season. You know, they have reserves stored in their roots that will put out a new flush of growth next year despite the drought conditions of this year.
So they're prepared to some degree for the variations in that Mother Nature throws at them.
Oh, absolutely.
Are certain trees more at risk than others in a drought?
Yes, certain trees require more water than other species, like red maples right now. I'm seeing a lot of dead red maples out there.
If red maples are one of the trees that are at risk, what are the species that do okay in when the weather gets dry like this?
Oak, you know, we're surrounded by big, beautiful oak trees right now that all look okay. Ginkgo trees. Then if you want to talk about like sweet gum, we're a little bit at the northern range of where sweet gum survive. So obviously they can handle heat and a little less water than they, you know, typically their range is further south, so that this doesn't affect them negatively.
If we get more wet snow this winter than we've had in the past, are we at a point where we might see more limbs come down this winter, limbs that were weakened by the drought, or are we not quite there yet?
No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
If you're a city resident and you have a tree, maybe on your land, maybe not on your land, maybe on city land, but in front of your house or near your house that you're concerned about because you think the tree looks parched in the drought, what should you do?
Well, a lot of our, you know, residents get out there and water their trees as they water their own gardens. And we certainly appreciate that. If anybody has questions about stuff like that, they call the mayor's office, and they can request the tree be inspected by a certified arborist, and everything's automated these days. You know, arborist goes out there with the phone, punches in what they see, and automatically that concerned resident gets an update.
Thanks a lot for meeting us here. Good to talk to you.
No problem. Always a pleasure.
That's Greg Mossman, arborist for the City of Boston.